My name is Edward Hasbrook, a native New Englander, but here by way of San Francisco, where I live now, and you're probably tired of hearing from me. But after I told a bit of my story to you last night in Boston, I was talking with some of your excellent staff and made some suggestions, and they said, well, those are things that are up to the commission. You should tell those to the commission. So with that invitation, you know, I commend you, and I really appreciate the effort that you are making to have this kind of dialogue about voluntary service. I hope that you will make an effort, equal effort, and I think you could, to try to address the other half of your bifurcated assignment, which is to look at compulsory service. And, you know, I was told by the staff that you're getting some comments about the draft in the written comments. Well, because it's at least a little bit laid out on your website that that's part of the agenda when people are submitting written comments. But I have here, you know, flyers that were posted on your website and went up for the five public events that have been advertised, including the one next week in Jacksonville. There is not one word on these about selective service, draft, compulsory service. Not one word. Not mentioned that it's on the agenda. You have a website at inspiretoserve.gov. That's great for voluntarism. You don't have a parallel website that goes to the same place or to a parallel place that says compeltoserve.gov or coercedtoserve.gov. How are people even going to know that that's the agenda if you don't advertise and promote these events? And it's really clear that this is advertised and promoted only on one side. And you've had five events, or have advertised five events. Your panels have all been about voluntary service, not one panelist talking about compulsory service. So if you really want to have a dialogue about that other part of what you got to report to Congress on, please make at least several of your upcoming sessions equally focused and advertised as being on that. You're supposed to report on whether women should be added to the selective service system. Go to a women's college. Go to Wellesley. Go to Mills College. Have an event on a women's college campus where the specific focus is, should women be required to register with the selective service? You're supposed to report on whether healthcare workers, people with language, STEM, et cetera, skills should be drafted. You're going to Chicago, probably because you're going to the Great Lakes Naval Training Center to get a great look at the selective service useless database of obsolete addresses of where people live when they were 18 years old. It would be no good to draft them, but you're going to Chicago. Go to my alma mater, the University of Chicago. They'd love to have you. Specifically invite the medical and nursing students and the technicians from the hospitals and the people in the language departments and the computer science and mathematics and other people learning STEM skills. Invite folks from the AMA, headquarters just a couple blocks away. Advertise that in advance specifically as a forum to focus on whether people in those specialties should be conscripted to compulsory service. You're going to California, where I live now. That's a great place to talk about why people choose not to serve in the military. Because California doesn't require you to register for the draft in order to get a driver's license, and we have a very strong civic culture at the moment in California against having state resources be commandeered to enforce federal requirements we don't like. So I don't think that's changing in California. We have some of the lowest compliance with selective service in California, and there's been a strong tradition of draft resistance in California. You want to know why some people serve and some people don't when it comes to compulsory service. I challenge you to come and make your California forum specifically on that question and invite somebody who served in the military, who was drafted into the military and served as a draftee, and somebody who refused induction, somebody who registered for the draft and somebody like me who refused to register for the draft. If you don't ask those, and advertise those well in advance that those are going to be the focus for those sessions, the same way you advertise that whether to volunteer, to be inspired to service as opposed to being commanded to serve, which is part of your charter, was the focus for this session, and have appropriate panels to speak to those questions of compulsory service, pro and con, at your future events. And I'd love to, you know, I've written and published on some of this. I'd love to be part of that, help you find people who can articulate the case for why people do not want to be compelled to serve. Thank you.
Thank you.